All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Oh, then here, head on into my den. Be careful, there's a dude on the ground to step over that guy.
Well, you should probably roll him over onto his stomach.
Ah, he's all right.
Okay.
He's all right.
Okay.
What happens at the end of the second season of Breaking Bad again? I don't remember. It's not important to that guy.
Yeah.
My new crop came in. As you know, since I moved to Portland, Oregon, weed is quickly becoming legal. And because it's legal, I've decided to smoke it because that's, you know, it's my God-given right and duty.
Yes. Legal is a Latin term for mandatory.
Exactly. It's warm and mandatory. And the so I started, this is my new crop.
Oh, you're just kind of growing this inside here, huh?
I grow it everywhere, man.
Oh.
Like, don't lift the back of the toilet tank. Like, that's my special skunk weed.
Yeah, no, just it gives a whole new meaning to going to use the pot.
Yeah, that's my shaken stem, just throwing all the terms I know. So this marijuana, as you know, as a another competent pot smoker,
what?
Like myself, you know that the best marijuana has these little crystals.
Yes, the THC crystals and the sticky purple hairs.
Yeah, yep. So those are the two things. And since this is my finest crop, I thought I would get out the old the Abject Suffering brand magnifying glass, and we can take a look. Because as you know, crystals are formed randomly.
Yeah, this bud is donk.
It is donk. If you keep looking here, check it out. It actually, this is an unusual crystalline structure.
Yeah, it's fractal.
And if you look at the different colors and scents and highs,
the colors, Duke, the colors.
You can see a little writing there.
Oh wow! Let me see here. It says, "Gary, did you sign this?" It says, "Ganja Farmer." That can't possibly be a video game.
Well, I guess I kind of buried the lead because the second thing is they made a video game about me.
Oh.
It's called Ganja Farmer because I now farm ganja.
Oh, cool.
Praise Jah. Yeah, fuck. I don't fucking know.
There's nothing fucking to this. There's nothing
well,
to it.
Here's the thing. I have a Krika surprise for you. So
okay, well
let's get into it.
I've got the same one up here actually. So
oh, well, so you know there's not nothing to it.
I'm talking about the game itself. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anywho, I am Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
This is Abject Suffering. The game where we hang out, we smoke pot, we talk about movies.
Yeah.
We eat snacks.
We just.
Doug Benson guest appears every once in a while, and we just talk about how funny it is that we're high.
Yeah. Oof. Talk about how high we are. Talk about exactly how high we were yesterday.
We once were, and then how high we'll be in the future.
Yeah.
It's fucking intolerable. Turn off your iPods. that's only semi-true. It's tolerable. In the whole quote. Magic suffering.
Back of the box.
3.5 out of 5. But so here's Ganja Farmer.
Yeah, this is Ganja Farmer. Did we say our names yet? I'm sorry. I'm so high. I forgot.
I thought we did. Gary Butterfield.
Cole Ross.
Ganja.
Why are you doing this to us?
Ganja. Yeah.
Yeah. Blah. This was recommended / foisted by Samuel Bear. He says
playing a numbers game on the old suggestions thing.
Oh, a solid 1/5 of our suggestions are Sam Bear.
It's just like he's buying like 1,000 lottery tickets.
Yep.
So
like he's just making sure that his name is said on every episode of this show. No, I'm serious. Like, we have something approaching like 600 recommendations right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which means if we did an episode a week, we're going to be doing this show for years. And the suggestions show no sign of stopping, but a full 1/5 of them are Sam.
That's funny.
Yeah. But he says, my mother was an early adopter of the internet, but was too cheap to have a good computer. So I played a lot of shitty indie DOS games around the age of 14 to 15 before figuring out how to straight up pirate games. You guys have opened Pandora's box, referring to the opening salvo of that bear storm.
Yeah. And the little box I keep my weed in.
Oh, yeah. Next to the cum box in your coat closet. Don't get them mixed up.
It's a little box where I keep my cum.
I'm sure that's a like an urban myth, right? That if you that if you jizz on your dank crystals, it'll increase the potency.
Or that like there's weed going around that has been jizzed upon or was grown in jizz or something like that.
Oh, yeah, jizz as a fertilizer. Like the phosphates really.
It's just egg white. Like I bet you it would work as fertilizer.
It's just egg white?
Yeah. Cum has the nutrition. It's nutritionally identical to egg white.
Gary, bite your tongue.
It's true.
Are you describing the physiology of some kind of breakfast monster? if you suck off his pig in a blanket, it'll shoot egg white. Gary, does he if
the pigs were in a blanket, I don't slink.
Well, he's uncircumcised. That's why the pig's in a blanket. Okay.
He came with a blanket.
Yeah. Does he have bacon bits for chest hair, Gary?
Yeah. All I'm saying is that human ejaculate.
Okay.
Is nutritionally identical to egg white.
What you're saying, it doesn't make any sense.
It's true, though. I didn't make that up. I'm not like, it's a true thing.
Okay. Like, I mean, you're saying it enough that I believe you believe what you're saying.
But... No, it's true. Like, it is, I read it, maybe it was like in one of those, like a straight dope book or something like that.
Okay.
Like when in my early 20s, I was way into these like, factoid books.
Yeah, for
like Uncle John and
reading
and
on the can. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And there was just like and now that I'm saying it out loud, it does make me feel like I doubt it, because like that's a weird entry of the straight dope when someone's just like, hey, Uncle Cecil, what is like if I want to make an omelet of cum, can I? You know, he's just like, hey, well, actually, strangely, you can.
Hey, kids, on a hot summer day, here's a fun trick to do. Go out and cum on the sidewalk.
Yeah, just wait for it to sizzle.
Yeah.
Or if your car breaks down, just cum on the engine block before it totally. Yeah, make yourself a fry egg. No, I
why does yours have a yolk?
Yeah, like, oh!
It just came a nut.
It just came out as one big one again.
This is so gross.
But yeah, I'm like 85% certain that's true.
Okay, like you know they call it, you know, like protein stains, right? So I can believe.
Yeah,
that.
Well, because I mean, because there's a. I understand your hesitancy, because there is that MIT study where they're just like, oh, it has negative calories. And it was all those like dudes trying to get ladies to suck their hogs.
Yeah.
And like, and that was them being, you know, just kind of jerks. Mm-hmm. But it also makes sense that it would have some kind of nutritional value. Like, mm-hmm. Of course it would.
Yeah. It's not like you're not coming aspartame or anything. Yeah.
Exactly. And if you are. Like that's you know, that's like just entirely coming aspartame and MSG. but if you are coming aspartame, I'm sorry. But if you're not, I think it's like egg white.
Okay. Gary, why is it the most animated I've been all day is when we're talking about cum?
I don't know. It's because it's fun, man. Like farts and dicks are out. Yep. Cum is in.
Yeah.
2015.
Cum's all over the place.
Exactly.
It's the summer of cum.
Yeah. The year of the tadpole. Summer of cum. Come on, to suffering and have some fun.
Oh my God! Somebody make that like that needs to be a shirt or a hat or a poster or something. The year of the tadpole.
Anywho, so there probably is an urban legend about growing weed in a vat.
Yeah.
Of gum.
No, just lacing the soil with it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. I can't remember how that came up.
No, I was
talking about pot, but then
yeah, well no, we were talking about keeping your pot in the box next to
the
cum box.
Oh yeah, the cum pot from the last episode.
Yeah.
The chemistry pot, if you will. So I keep my pot in that little bag, and also I play this game. Ganja Farmer.
So this is a delightful, it's almost like a tycoon game, right? Where you start out with a couple of seeds and you have some, you know, like a plot of land. You're trying to, you know, just keep the cops away. You're investing in technology and you're trying to figure out whether you grow more sativa or indica. And you're trying to get your pH right and also, you know, set up an empire for slinging up. Oh, wait, I'm describing a much better game than this would be.
Well, that game, here's the thing. I had a real moment where I was like, oh, you didn't play the same game, because that game exists.
It's on
that's
iOS.
That's an iOS game. Yeah. That's not what this is. This is Shitty Missile Command.
Yep.
But the that game totally exists and would also be like, at least, you know, you could get into the simulation part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it is just like you. So you are. So here's the story of this game. You are John Parker, Rastafarian soldier, trying to defend your herb/pot/weed/marijuana/ganja field.
Against yeah, just America. In case you're confused by the by the nomenclature.
Against American soldiers, you stand on your Volkswagen bus, 1969, and fire bullets at the landing soldiers. And don't forget to destroy the bombers, helicopters, and later on a UFO. And it takes part in levels, and after every level, the Rastafarian god Jah comes to help you renew your weed plants and give you some more power.
Yeah. So,
and it is so boring.
Yep. And it's got a single loop of a shitty reggae song, like... God, spare me from this tedious reggae.
What even is that? Like, I was like, oh, this almost sounds like a real song. But then the samples, like, sometimes come in rhythm and sometimes don't.
Mm-hmm. No, it is a real song. It is a sample. I believe that it is from a friend of the developer. It is called Federal Agent Mon, written by Joshua Sebastian Rafferty. You can email him at schoolyj@yahoo.com to get a copy of it. it's copyright Josh Rafferty and Evil X Systems 1998. So,
huh?
So it was
a real blast from the past for that guy, assuming he's not dead. Like, we emailed him and he didn't die in the last like intervening, you know, 17 years.
It's like, oh, hi, friend. Have an MP3.
Yeah. So, like, if you still have this on your hard drive,
it's on a 5.5-inch.
Yeah, he just mails you.
Yep.
Like a 5.5-inch drive. So this game is really, really boring. Mm-hmm. It has a really annoying song. Like, in the best of times, I don't like reggae.
Yeah.
Like, the best reggae in the world, I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, and I understand, like, always when I'm bashing on reggae or bashing on pop culture, every once in a while I feel like a twinge of sensitivity because I realize, like Rastafarianism is a religion. Like there are people who actually honestly believe this and it's kind of legit. I find the trappings of it really annoying though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because like the vector by which you and I experience it is probably state college students who go to college and their first poster in their dorm is, you know, Bob Marley. Right.
Yes.
It is an actual culture with, you know, its own customs and everything as filtered through the most privileged white bros you could find.
Yeah, it's been like co-opted beyond all recognition.
Yeah.
Like it is so, the thing I associate with this is not accurate. And the thing I associate is abhorrent.
Yeah. And you know what? I will even go so far as to say, I don't really judge people who smoke pot.
Yeah. I don't. I do my best not to. I used to be worse about that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm better about like, just like whatever.
Yeah,
you know, it's fine. I've gotten to the point where like, I used to judge people for it because I didn't like being around them
mm-hmm.
when they were stoned. Now I eliminate the first part and I just don't really like being around people who are stoned.
Right.
Like, it's just not that fun for me, but I'm not mm-hmm. going to be a jerk about it because I have other things. I'm like too busy to be like upset by that. Like that used to be like, oh, my friends are into pot. Now I can't hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
Whereas now I'd be like, oh, I can't hang out with my friends. I have tons of things to do.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a sad statement, but is true. Yeah.
Like I had a moment like that just to, you know, like as high school was drawing to a close and it's like, oh, all the people that I play Halo with, like half of them went off to play poker all the time and the other half do nothing but smoke weed. And I was really upset about that because like, oh, this fun thing just kind of went away as people's interest turned to things that I have no, you know, interest in, I guess.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's like, oh, well, that just is a thing. Okay.
Yeah. That 100% happened to me with almost all of my friends.
Yeah.
Like, and when I was like 20 or 21 or so, mm-hmm. like it was intense.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that was all my friends did. And I moved into a big, crazy house with a lot of people older than me. And a lot of my friends who used to come over and hang out, like, were just like, oh, these guys can, like, they're going to smoke us up. And then, you know, before, and it just became, like, a real frustrating nightmare for a little while. Like, I was very, like, judgmental and angry about it. And that, coupled with my upbringing, where, like, both my parents spent a lot of time that they should have been raising me smoking pot instead. Like, I understand not instead, but like being around one of the, like, if I ever make a successful piece of art in the world, like, you know, how, like a good story or a good piece of art drills down to one essential truth.
Yeah.
Or like one thing you're capturing.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to read and or capture the feeling of being a kid who is around intoxicated adults who you're supposed to trust.
Yeah.
Because that is such an uncanny valley, gross feeling. Yeah. And I have such strong memories of like just feeling queasy about like people who I'm supposed to, you know, look to, like just acting in these subtly off grotesque ways.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how I spent a lot of my childhood.
Yeah.
So I would love to capture that as like a thing.
And so,
and like, you know, so that, and then my friends being shitheads, like I had a mad on for weed for a very long time.
Yeah. And so I didn't have that experience, but something I could see being especially like off-putting for a kid being around that is like a lot of people when they are intoxicated or where, you know, where they're intentionally altering their state of mind. God damn it. I sound like such a fucking, like I love drinking. I love drinking so much. Okay. So
here's the thing, like one, like my, you know, people around me then did drink as well.
Yeah.
Two, the thing with my friends, and this made it more, this is more of a social concern than like a value one, but like I would drink.
Mm-hmm.
So like the, that was something I could be included in, and, but I didn't like smoking pot probably because of my parents. So I couldn't be included in that, you know? So like, it wasn't about a judgment. It was just about like, let's all do something that you know, that Gary doesn't like.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it is. So, I get that too. Like it is, you know, alcohol is not inherently better.
Mm-hmm. Right. But definitely not. And like, really the only reason that I don't smoke pot now is because I don't know if I'm going to be fired and if I'm going to be drug tested. To get another job, like, you know, it being illegal isn't that big of a concern for me, you know, just because I'm white, and that is very sad to say, but it is very unlikely that I would get in any kind of trouble for it. Just because drug laws are unjust, but we're not supposed to talk about that stuff.
I
don't want to be locked out of getting a job because I did that one thing. The second it becomes, you know, the second that policy changes, whatever, like fine. Just,
well, it also, like, I mean, it doesn't, there's also an inherent, like you automatically enjoy this. Cause I was going to ask you about this now that we're playing Ganja Farmer for the DOS. I have smoked pot before.
Yeah.
Like I assume that you have as well.
Yes.
And like, for me, it was just like, I just don't like it that much. I've gone through a couple different phases of like doing it every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that fun for me.
Yeah.
And that ends up being why I don't do it now that I've, and you can say whatever you want about like damage from my upbringing, like influencing that, which it totally could.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make it less valid. Like, oh
yeah,
that could be the reason why I don't enjoy it. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter because I don't enjoy it.
Yeah. Just because it doesn't do anything. Like I've smoked it twice.
Okay.
And both of them were in college. All right. So we're talking like 7 years ago now. The first time it was outside on a summer's day at a friend's house. We decided to go swimming and I made a game of taking a hit
holding
off
your
of
breath
a
as
dink.
Long as you could.
Yeah. Taking it in, going to the bottom of the pool, holding it and then letting it out and asking the guys, can you see the smoke coming up through the surface? Okay. It didn't do anything, but it was a fun time anyway, because I was swimming with friends on a summer night and it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The second time, my roommate threw an on fire ping pong ball at me like he was fucking Liu Kang. So that
was not Merkel.
No, it wasn't Merkel. Right. No, it was a different one. That was not Ben.
Okay.
But yeah,
sound like Ben.
Yeah, that does. It does. Ben does sound like the kind of guy who would light a beer pong ball on fire and throw it at somebody. That is absolutely not who Ben is.
That's a fucking
yeah. My roommate was like, oh, this last ping pong ball has a dent in it. Let me show you this trick where I pop it out by heating it up. I was like, oh, that'd be pretty cool. Not recognizing that it would catch on fire, and his panic response would be to Liu Kang it into my chest.
I thought it sounded like he did it on purpose.
Nope.
Like it was just like somebody just being a jerk. But
he panicked and threw it, and he was facing me because he was showing me how to do this, and it hit me. So yeah. So those are my stories, and I have no interest in trying it again, specifically because of the legal implications.
Yeah, it is. Like I never thought think about the, you know, the legal implications personally. Like it is something that like I just haven't enjoyed, and I've had fun on pot before.
Yes,
so I'm like, cool dude. This is another podcast that's going to get us beat up. But like, I've had fun on it, but what ends up, like, I have fun for a brief amount of time, and then I get sleepy and passive beyond measure.
Oh yeah.
Like, all I can do is sit down and watch TV or something. And like, I don't laugh very much. It's not giggly for me. It's just like, I'm just going to watch like, you know, 7 episodes of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And stare at it passively until I fall asleep.
Like, yeah, which is like, that's hell.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, I'm not really quick enough to, like, interact with the things. I can't, like, in, you know, because when you watch something you've already seen before, like, you're anticipating what's going to happen. You're, like, thinking of, you're reflecting on it with things you've learned since and everything. Like, there's, you know, even TV, which is a very passive medium, like, is interactive to a degree. And in my experience, being stoned takes that away.
Yeah.
So... which again, it doesn't take it away for you if you're like a classic ganjaman, like, great, you know, conjure it up. But like, for me, it just like, it just doesn't do it. And what's kind of happened as I've gotten older is just like, I don't really have friends that smoke a lot of pot. Like, it just kind of, these were people who started as my friends and then pot found them. And then I had a bunch of pothead friends. Now that like, I've kind of like created a group of friends because I moved across the country. Like, it just, you know, didn't work out that way.
Yeah. Well, like, there's definitely a time after which like 95% of people will have either met pot and like adopted it as part of who they are. Or they will have said, nah, you know what? Not for me. And you know, like the people that you're meeting now are probably all well past that threshold.
Yes. And it's a good threshold.
Yeah.
Like there is something every once in a while when I meet somebody who's like older, who still smokes a lot of pot, it's depressing and kind of annoying, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it does seem like the kind of thing that usually one outgrows.
Yeah.
That said, like, when it is totally legal in Portland and they have, like, a bar for it, I'm totally going to go once just because it's going
to
be weird.
Yeah, like, it'll be a good experience to, like, just try this, like to see all, like, to have all of that weight and stigma taken away from it and just to enjoy it for, you know, in its own sake in what must be, like, a much more positive environment.
Well, and just because it'll just be a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've gone and done this. Like, I went to a fucking tulip fest last weekend, dog. Like, I don't, I go and do weird, like, do something just because it's novel all the time. Yeah. Like, that's what I do.
Which is a good policy. Like, that's a great way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we're burning a lot of the show talking about marijuana because there's so little about this game.
Yeah.
However, the website's still up. If you go to evilx.com/ganjasoft, you can see a really incredible webpage for this. Where they talk about its system requirements and how you can download the shareware version and then you have to register it. But it requires a 486 PC with 66 megahertz or greater.
I don't know, man. Did they show those at CES this year?
Yeah, exactly. Sound blaster or compatible sound guard. Optional, but lame without it. Nope. I think it's probably fine without it. Further, going to the evilx.com software page, you can see their other games.
Such as?
The Politically Incorrect Adventures of Goot Ningrich.
Ken Starr's Hide the Cigar.
Yep. Pretty great.
I'm not quite sure if I want to... What's the story of like there's a game here called Beat the Freak.
Beat the Freak requires Java in your browser. I could play the single version right now. The
multiplayer version's coming soon.
The in quotation marks for some reason. Out of all the words in the sentence, like, are you ready for the hot new game from EvilX? Cole, give me your top 4 words you would emphasize in that sentence.
Hot.
Yep.
That's number 1. Let's say game.
Yep.
New. Ready?
Yeah, ready and new.
Yeah.
Not the.
Yep.
Like, it's literally like the last thing, like every other word.
So this is the read that this guy's trying to put at the top of the copy. Are you ready for the hot new game from EvilX?
Yeah. Yeah, it does not work.
Yeah.
But the recent Supreme Court ruling on the Americans with Disabilities Act.
What?
Has the corporate Dizians, I think it's supposed to be Denizens.
Dizians
of Tromaville's large, oh, it's a trauma related thing. Largest Tromaville's largest corporation, Smoglusoft, rejoicing. Why? Because they can now return to playing their favorite lunch hour game, Beat the Freak.
Jesus
a rip roaring game pits 4 corporate strongmen against a developmentally challenged janitor, Melvin Junko.
Oh, God.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, whoa.
Wait. EvilX.com.
Yeah, man. Punch up, man. Punch up.
This is the worst.
Yeah, and Melvin Junko can once again know that warm feeling of acceptance that can only be felt by being beaten senseless with an aluminum baseball bat.
Gook Ningrich, you beat baby seals. This is so edgy. This is like Hatred. Yep. These are the guy. This is essentially when people make fun of you for liking that game Hatred that's coming to Steam, the Gamergate supported thing. It's because this is what that is. This is exactly as dumb as that. And if you're interested in that, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Kill evil hippie eco scum and chop down trees. Hold an extreme press conference. Get digitized by the Christian conspiracy and shut down the evil internet. Shoot abortion doctors. Talk
I like
to Jesus.
That. Yeah, I like that one too. I like the idea of being digitized.
the screenshot for that one is the best too, because you're a digital Newt Gingrich walking to the left, where a blimp called Cyber Junk is dropping a
can of spam
that says spam. A can of spam. Yeah.
A can of spam.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Ooh, boy. Return to DC and challenge President Clint Bilton to a deathmatch showdown for the future of the free world.
Children should not touch this game. It's bad, scary, evil, derived from the mind of a vicious sociopath.
Yeah.
And can forever corrupt the minds of children everywhere. Oh, you're so bad, Evilsoft.
Oh my gosh, you went there. I didn't think you would go there, but you went there.
I can't believe they did it.
Yeah, you'll pay for the whole game, but there will be the edge.
Go to Dick Simmons, Dick Dimmons Fat Destroyer to see them moving into the world of polygons for absolute terror. And this is about like being Richard Simmons and like helping women lose weight.
Oh God!
And the people are it's like Porcra Pimfrey and Jenny Craigs and stuff. But these sprites, man, like they're not polygons. They're like
DKC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is terrifying.
Yeah. Move Dick through the candy maze. Suck the fat from the fatties. Keep sucking the fatties until they implode. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Good job, you fucking idiot. I hate this. Is like the worst game developer.
Yep. Ugh. Let's see here. Will there be anything objectionable in Atlantis Rising? Coming later this summer to a store near you.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just an underwater shooting game, huh? Do you want to get a little bit more? Let's see here. Context on who this is.
Yeah,
because it's just one guy.
Yeah. Oh, Jason Pitt.
Yeah, Jason Pitt.
Oh, that picture. Oh, he's in Seattle. I can go there right now.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah, and so this reads like an FBI profile meets a curriculum vitae. Okay.
The authors. The favorite authors.
Oh, okay. Let's tag team this. You do one, then I'll do one.
Okay, the authors.
Yeah.
Okay. Nietzsche.
Schopenhauer.
Bertrand Russell.
Douglas Adams.
Franz Kafka.
Hunter S. Thompson.
William Burroughs. Wait, have you never heard of Bukowski?
Oh wow!
I'm gonna blow this guy's fucking mind. I'm gonna send this guy an email. It just says Bukowski. Google it, and he's gonna be like, well, "I've been wasting my entire life." Mission, financial, political, and spiritual domination of the planet.
Like, this is okay. So let's imagine this was made in 1998 or 2000. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say this was made in the year 2000. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Last time it was updated, this man was born in 1975. So this is a 25-year-old man. A man, I assure you.
Yeah.
Writing this stuff, oversharing his occupation, CEO of Evil X Systems. Sex, figure it out.
Yeah, what does that mean? He's not even in Seattle. He's in fucking Bellingham.
isn't that near the border, but where everybody's like fake polite? Is that the...
No, I don't think so. Okay. I didn't think that was true, but it might be. His quote here is, people wonder why the Romans fed Christians to the lions. I don't.
Cool. Yeah, let me do a control F for Penn Jillette here.
Yeah. Yeah. If you happen to like crappy Gen MIDI track I wrote for the background, click here and get the music. It shows his album, Cyclops Overdose, and their album Zygote. Oh, man, Cole.
Yeah.
We entered the evil verse. Like, click on that link at the bottom.
Oh. Let me see. Oh God!
Like, go past the album cover though; it's incredible.
Oh, wait, okay. So just click enter.
Yeah. Welcome.
Are those like, rotating Tetris pieces, Gary?
Yeah. Welcome to Cyclops Overdrive. This guy.
Wow. Wait, not all of these icons are active. Are these all albums?
They don't show music. They just show pictures of the people working on the music. Why? And only sometimes pictures, sometimes just text. Oh, here's a gateway Antius block .3. This guy's gonna be so happy he gets a play. Okay. I'm gonna skip ahead about an amount. That's probably fine.
Yeah.
Actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, that could be worse. It's not like I'm into that, but it's not as dumb as I thought it was.
It sounds like he made it in Wacky Worlds for the Sega Genesis. Yeah.
It's from like the Crow City of Angels soundtrack.
Yeah.
Let's see what's happening on this man's blog.
Ooh, gosh.
Live journal. Waves ho.
What's the most recent?
That's 2007.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, June 20th. Oh, there's a message board too.
Hmm.
What's happening on the forums? Oh, scripting error. Good job, bud. Oh my god.
Oh man, I feel bad. Like I kind of want to Google for him, but I don't want to internet detective him any further on the show. Although this is objectionable stuff. Like,
and what episode of Abject Suffering are we on again?
This is 87.
If once we get to like episode 100, if there's like a grand finale where like the forces of evil and the forces of good come against each other, like this guy is going to face off against Crick in like a battle royale. Like it's all the good weirdos we found versus all the bad weirdos we found.
God.
This is for my aunt.
Deborah, I miss you. I love you.
Stab.
Did you read the note that I left you in Spellcraft or Spellcraft?
Where have you been, Deborah?
God. I love that the unintentional thesis of this show is that we dig up the weirdest people.
It is a good way to do it though, because any video game, even a good video game, if you fuck around in Game Facts long enough,
oh yeah,
you're probably gonna find some real fucking bonkers dudes. This guy's not just bonkers though. I have no sympathy for this man.
Yeah,
I really dislike him. This is, you know, somebody in high school like this. In the last like check it out, comrade, me and Nick were talking about, you know, somebody who's like the jazz punk guy.
Yeah.
Like, just like, you know, what if you clicked on a thing and midgets popped out? Like, yep. You knew somebody like that in high school.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, you know, somebody like this too.
Yeah.
Like there is somebody who's like this in your high school. If you were in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody who was in your high school, but never left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. This is really bad. And just the image on the front of his evil, like his professional website is just a guy holding an Uzi. Very, like,
yeah. Like a cool Rasta guy. Yeah. Holding the newsie with half closed, like Family Guy stoned eyes. Oh boy.
I lost my shit in Ganja Farmer when Ja came down.
Yeah.
Like, because
that is pretty good.
I don't like, I don't know what Ja is supposed to look like.
Yeah. But not that.
Yeah. Like, and I also kind of wish his art style matched, but he doesn't have any holding lines. He looks like he has ventured forth from some other dimension. Like he crossed games to get into this.
Well, that's how Ja works oh, yeah. In mysterious ways. Yeah. I really wanted to get a new weapon. It was like, right click to switch weapons. And it's like, give me a fucking new weapon, guys.
Yeah.
I went through four levels of this shit, which like, again, in the spirit of disclosure, is not a half hour of this game, but it was boring to continue to play.
Oh yeah. Like so. I very much felt like I'd seen everything it was going to show me.
Yeah.
You know, by that time. And there's something really off-putting about the way the shooting works. Like as you shoot, there's a delay. Okay. So there's a delay between when you press the button and when the bullet comes out.
Yes.
And also the bullets travel really, really slowly. So like you're trying to factor for like four layers of delay, because you also have the troopers dropping from the helicopter with their own delay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like everything feels, you know what? It feels like a game that you would have played on an original click wheel iPod.
Yeah. That's a good analogy. I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a bummer.
God, this is some horseshit.
Yeah. It is really horseshit. It makes me like want to get rid of some of the sympathy and, you know, empathy I feel for like pot smokers, like where I just like, if you just do that, it's fine. It's like, well, it could turn into this at any time. Like maybe you just wake up one day and you're this dude. You know,
maybe just like all it takes is like, so there's some kind of fatal drug interaction that's like on WebMD. It's like, don't smoke marijuana and also open up Game Maker because this is going to happen.
Yeah, don't game make on fucking marijuana.
let's see here. Oh wow, I think I may have just found this guy's LinkedIn.
Oh really?
Yeah, looks like the same guy.
Still kicking.
Yeah, he's still alive. I don't want to say where he works now, because even though you could totally go and look it up right now, he appears to have some amount of stature.
That is very interesting to me.
Yeah,
I hope his employees. Well, I was gonna say never find this, but I actually don't care.
Yeah, that's like whatever.
Find a way, employees. Like,
yeah, like, you know, like, okay, so let's hope he's had some kind of like Clockwork Orange mellowing out transformation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody tied him down and
Ludovico'd him.
Yeah, Ludovico'd him real good. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Jason Pitt. Well, Jason Pitt can go fuck themselves. I'm happy Sam Beer inspired this conversation.
Yeah, me too.
But Jason Pitt, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. That's
Did you know among his favorite magazines are Penthouse?
Mm, yeah, also 2600.
Fortune? God, what is wrong with you?
Only Dale Gribble gets to read Soldier of Fortune.
Yeah, that's not it's not even a magazine. It's a characterization trick when you want to make people fucking psychos.
Yep. Like,
it exists entirely for that. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, God. So this has been crazy. This has been an episode of the craziest fucking thing.
We've gone on a real journey.
Huh.
You know what's interesting though? Like every one of the movies he likes is actually pretty good.
Give us a list. Give us a sampling.
2001, which I don't like that much, but is respectable.
Yeah.
Full Metal Jacket, Clockwork Orange, Dr. Strangelove.
Oh, so just fucking, Stanley Kubrick. Let's just put Stanley Kubrick up.
It's just Kubrick, Lynch, and Ridley Scott.
God damn it.
Like exclusively. Which are all good things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I like those things, but
they're all amazing things. Like, but just like William S. Burroughs and Hunter S. Thompson, I will read them. It's fine. Putting them together into what one can only assume is like a simulacrum or a facsimile of a personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little much. Like it paints a bleak picture.
Yeah, they don't read on their own. Like if you put them next to that list of authors, mm-hmm. like. Even though any one of those authors is probably fine on their own, like I like Franz Kafka. Oh, good, good on you. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like it's a little bit of like a high school edgy high school guy thing to like, but that's fine if you like other authors too.
Like
but
Nietzsche.
You just put them together. Exactly.
Who fucking likes Nietzsche?
Yeah, exactly. Like I love a grand asshole. Yeah. Like it, you know. Yeah, exactly. Like it is. There are ideas that Nietzsche uh-huh. had that were fine.
Yeah.
And that are interesting and you know worth discussing. But mm-hmm. being like he's one of my favorite authors,
that's a bit
marks
much.
You as an asshole.
Yeah, like that's like saying the Bible's your favorite book. Like go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
It's in the other direction. Even like, you know, if your favorite author is like Richard Dawkins or something like that, mm-hmm. like oof. That paints a rough picture.
Yeah. And you know, like I'm all for not defining myself by what I like, and I don't try and define other people by what they like, but when they start defining themselves by what they like.
Yes.
As this person obviously has by putting this along with his age and weight on his about section. It's like you're obviously trying to make some kind of statement to the world.
Yeah. Just by like, you know, looking at his works.
Yeah.
His collective. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So this guy can go fuck himself.
Yeah.
What are we doing next time, Cole?
Well, next time, Gary, you and I need to talk about it. Are we doing the thing? Are we doing the special thing?
Yeah, let's do the thing.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to be hearing some episodes. Hopefully you're a Patreon backer because you might be able to hear them live. We're going to be doing that in lieu of a Duckfeed Live recording Abject Suffering in front of an audience on the internet.
Yeah. So if you have not, if you back us at a $5 level, you're able to watch that.
This is going to be coming out well after we do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So, yep.
Yeah.
But if you saw it or if you didn't get a chance to see it and you're like, hey, I'd like to do that, let us know because that might, you know, we might be able to turn that into a thing.
Yeah, we would do this again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like a fun idea to us. Hopefully it is fun for you guys as well.
Yeah.
We have to figure out what we're going to do. We're going to eschew our normal randomization methods, maybe.
Yeah. Well, do you want me to say what the one is?
Yeah, say what the one is. That's the one we'll do first and I'll think about mine.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to be doing Pugsy. For the Sega Genesis.
Yeah, a game I do not know.
Yeah, continuing our Psygnosis tear.
Yes, Psygnosis. They're great. They're not great. So I will figure out something. But we're doing two games that we've just kind of always wanted to talk about that are shitty for the show. And doing it live.
Doing it live.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. But you guys know the usual stuff. This has been a longer episode than normal.
Yeah. So we'll cut it short. Do the normal stuff and grow up.
Like, you can laugh at stuff. It's fine. But just be mindful, please.
Yeah. It's not cool of you to talk about beating up a mentally handicapped janitor.
Yeah, that's not.
It's not. You know. It's not. It is offensive, but even if that doesn't work on you, it shouldn't swing so far in the other direction that you think it's cool.
That is laudable.
Yeah, exactly. That it's like, yeah. it's a cool thing to do. Like, then you are the worst.
Umbasa.
Umbasa.